Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
You already know.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? About part 4, huh?
Once again, it's on.
This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ad, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up.
Waiting for the guest to fucking come on the goddamn show. I gotta hear what this nigga got to say. Cause I be seeing shit, man. A War talking so slimy to this nigga. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, bro.
Oh, I can hear you.
Yo, Jack Boy.
You
hear me?
Yeah,
yo, what's
you
up, man? All right, we good
up,
now. Ooh. Now we good. I'm charged up.
All
right. Let's get back. A-War. Let's start this all over again. It's A-War shit. Like, I went back to read his tweets. Like, bro, like, I'm really thinking, I'm gonna be real with you. The way this nigga talking, he talking like he would fuck you up, bro.
Whoa,
I know it's just
it,
talk. I know it's just talk, but he talking that shit online, bro.
First of all, he can't be talking that shit because he don't cuss.
This nigga here.
First of all,
nice
he gotta be talking that
okay.
ish. He gotta be talking that ish because he don't cuss. Second of all, he one of them niggas that can take the truth and stretch it and make it sound good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them tweets that you talk about, you was reading that whole nothing without URL, my nigga. First of all, put that shit to rest. I made my name, even if you listen to Beasley when he introduces me on the junk, for being controversial in the way that I speak and the things that I say and how I feel. I don't know the last time URL promoted blogs or dropped blogs or interviews. That's what everybody know me for, talking shit. I don't see how any of that got to do with URL when they don't promote those. And to the point that when they promote me, they have to promote the fact that that's how I'm known. That right there kills what he was saying. But, you know, it's battle rap. They like him more than me, so they're going to run with it. But the truth is the truth. So that shit sound good, bro. But when you really look at it, and even you sit back, every time I'm on this phone, what you say? Well, Jack, we know you for talking shit. We know you for talking shit. So how can that be associated with URL? I know it's still associated with URL. I ain't saying gone completely. But not 100%, my nigga. They don't promote those. So if anything, if you want to say I got any kind of push from anybody, shout out 15 Minutes of Fame. Hip-hop is real. You know what I'm saying? All the different interview sites, yourself. That's what niggas know me for, talking shit. Getting shit lit for talking shit.
But you know what, though, Jack Boy? I think you downplaying yourself because a lot of niggas are fucking with you off of that Steams battle. So you can't just make it seem like you the big time villain no more. You can't. Niggas been fucking with you since that Steams battle. I don't think I see it.
But look at this. That's one battle, my nigga. I've been the most hated nigga for the longest. That's one battle. So if that shit changed,
but
all
you
of
put yourself in that position.
Bro, I ain't complaining. I'm talking reality with you, though. If I'm goddamn the bad guy for forever, one battle makes everything change? No, bro, that's not how I look at it. And if that's how battle rap is, even though that would be good for me right now, that shit's still weird. Like, shit's still weird because then on the back end, it's somebody else it can happen to, but you don't want it to happen to. You're going to flush that one battle in enough. But what, like, it's just weird how this shit work. And I don't even like when shit work weirdly for myself. Like, I ain't that kind of nigga. Like, that shit trash. Because it's hard. It's so standard. I like standards with shit. I like to know what I'm striving for, exactly what I got to do to hit this mark. There's really no set, yo, you do this, you here. And then you do this, you here. You get to this point, and then you here. There's really not none of that. Like, and
no, it's not.
So,
it's not.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, yeah, niggas is giving me praise now, but at the same time, I know if I come out in my next battle and I'm at that steam's jack, it's back to the same shit it was. So I'm good.
Well, I mean, the way battle rap is now, I mean, you can lose and get bigger names, so who gives a fuck? I mean I'm at the point now where who gives a fuck? It's not about skill no more.
It's clearly not about skill no more. It's clearly not about winning battles no more. But my thing is, that ain't got to do with the new niggas. Oh, really? I know y'all going to say the leagues, but it ain't really the leagues for real. It's mostly the fans because niggas accept
no,
this
not.
Shit. Yes, it is.
What the fuck are the fans supposed to do?
Let me break it down to you. Y'all niggas accept this shit, bro. At the end of the day, yes, niggas can do what they want. Leagues, artists, everybody. Hell, you yourself. But if your fans, even you, for example, you're a grown man. You can do what the fuck you want. It's your show. You can say whatever the fuck you want. But if you notice you keep doing one thing consistently and your ratings go down, nigga, you're going to switch it up or you're going to stop the show because it's going to be not beneficial no more.
True. I hear what you're saying. True.
That's a good point. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That right there, you take that how you want it, flip it, whatever, but that's all I'm saying, bro. When niggas start seeing shit get hit, that's when shit change. When shit don't get hit, ain't shit gonna change. My nigga, if you out here doing your thing and you selling a high price and, I mean, the good quality and the bad quality for the good quality price and niggas is buying it, why the fuck you gonna change up?
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. Why the fuck would you change up?
Okay,
bro,
question.
A lot of niggas just talk as far as fans. A lot of these niggas just talk, bro. They just talk. Like, same niggas that was downing me for the longest after this Demons battle. Yo, I went back and watched Jack O battles. He always been fire. And then used the excuse, I guess I just didn't peak the Jackanese then. Like, that's cute. But no, nigga, stop dick riding. You ain't no fan for real, because if I don't goddamn do the same thing next battle, it's going to be back to, oh, see? This is what I do.
But you know what, though, Jack Boy? That's the problem. The problem is, as artists, y'all want fans who just like y'all niggas regardless. If you do good, if you do bad, regardless. But there's real battle rap fans who just want to watch a battle and call it down the middle
and
they see it.
That's cool. But then don't dick ride. You should never be the nigga dick ride there.
But what's dick riding? If a nigga tell you it's good,
listen,
that's a dick rider,
bro. If I could, all right, for example, I'm about to tell you what's this. And I'm going to push it on blast, keep it a whole 1,000. The fucking, it's two accounts. One is called Risses is Frogs on fucking Twitter. And the other one is DNA2 on Instagram. Yeah, nigga.
Uh-oh.
Both of these niggas, we don't know who they are. But both of these niggas, before this Steam's battle, hated my fucking guts. Steam's battle, love me. They see me do some shit like go against A-Ward, someone they love more than me. Now they back on my shit, talking shit. Like, it's just like, bro, I don't. And a lot of these fans do that. It ain't just them. They just the more popular ones that get a kick out of it, I guess. That shit weird as a grown person to want to. But, yeah, there's just the popular ones. But it's a lot of these niggas that do that type shit, bro. And that's the shit you see on Twitter. I'm sure you get some of that dumb shit, too. So it's just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just.
Jack Boy, why are you letting a troll on Twitter really fuck with you? Why?
Bro,
you know, like you niggas, you know you don't need a Twitter,
me.
Right? You know it's
everybody
not mandatory you have a Twitter.
Yes and no. It's a yes and no thing. Like, it's not
you know
mandatory.
What, yeah. You know what? You know what's funny? You know what's funny? After I said that shit, I wish I could take that shit back. Like, it kind of is mandatory. It's not,
yeah,
but
like,
for promotion purposes, it is.
That's what I was about to say. It's not mandatory, like, yo, you got to have it or else. But it's one of the things, like, son, it don't hurt to have one. Like, if you're in this field type shit, any type of media, entertainment, it don't hurt to have one. Hell, politicians got them, shit. Feel me? Like,
But here's my thing about it. Richard Frogs, Richard Frogs could be 12 years old for all you know. DNA tooth could be 10 years old for all you know.
Hey, somebody with a picture of a person could be, it could be not them. It got can't, you don't know. I mean, what I'm saying is, bro, I don't take none of it for face value, but at the same time, I do notice it. I do see it. I don't not see it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I might not take it to heart, but it's just, it's not that I don't see it. That's
mm-hmm.
all I'm stating. I'm just stating what I see. It ain't that I take shit to heart. I'm just stating what I see. Like, when I be going back at the fans on that shit and be telling, you know what I'm saying, calling them pussies and telling them to suck a clip and all that shit, I be laughing. I be sitting back like, that shit be funny to me. Because I be assuming they be laughing. Because a lot of this shit don't make sense. How can you, I'm talking to A-Ward, you comment to me, but yet you call me emotional when you felt the way, and I wasn't even talking to you. But yet I'm the emotional one. Oh, yeah, this shit is funny. We're going to have fun. Like, this shit doesn't make no sense. Like, I don't, like, me and you go back and forth, and then a nigga hop in, say some wild shit to me. Then I say some shit to him. Oh, look at Jack. Here, but hold on. How I'm emotional. I was talking to Cats. You interjected, which means what I said to that nigga made you feel a way, which means you were emotional. Now I'm responding to your emotion. How the fuck does that make me emotional? I'm only responding. I wasn't even talking to you. Like, the whole circle of battle rap on social media, bro, is fucking weird. And it's just weird as hell. Like, I wish I could be the nigga with no Twitter. Keep it a bean with you. I was the nigga before I got goddamn into battle rap. And fuck, just into battle rap. URL. I went on Twitter before URL. I was on Facebook like everybody else. But I went on Twitter. I went on Instagram. I got those specifically because of URL. Won't own them shits. Like, I was just on Facebook. Now I'm not on Facebook. Can't stand that shit. I might get off of this shit. I don't know. Or have somebody work my page. Because this shit just shit trash.
It's weird as fuck.
Yeah, it's like, and then it's kind of like, it's weird. And then it's like, yeah, but you still got to participate to promote. And it's like, you get the niggas that love you, and niggas say concentrate on that. But that's just easier said than done. Especially a nigga like me. Who, you know what I'm saying? I be getting nothing but hate, but I'm still a human. Yeah, I like the bad guy role, but I'm still a human, goddammit. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga do got emotions. I ain't finna sit up here in front. I'm still a human. So when I see a barrage and shit, it be like, goddamn, you motherfucker. That's how you feel, huh? Okay. Got something for you, bitches. Okay. Like, I'm still human. So it's like, but the shit just be weird, though. Outside of just myself, I'll talk to other niggas. Sometimes even the niggas that are viewed as the most loved, they still get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? In their inboxes and shit like that. Like, bro, I got hella niggas
that
hit my inbox.
But, bro, y'all supposed to. Like, bro, like fans are going to let you niggas know what's up.
I'm going to keep it a beam with you. The money does not weigh equal with the fucking nagging that you get from this shit. I'm sorry. I ain't Lux. I ain't Mook. That shit don't equal it. I'm sorry. If I had a dollar for... Yeah, nigga, if I had a dollar for all the badgering I get on social media, I'd be rich as fuck. Clearly, I ain't.
My nigga, do you think that Verb doesn't get bashed? Do you think that Surf don't get bashed?
I just said
you
they all
Rock
do, bro.
Don't get
I said
bashed?
I talked to him. I said I talked to him.
And they keep,
I said they all
but
do.
They keep it going. They keep it going.
Nigga, I keep it going. I'm on the phone, still battling, shit booked up. Don't get assumed. That's what I'm saying. Don't assume I'm taking things to the heart just because I speak them. I'm just speaking what I see, bro. I'm still pushing. It ain't like I stopped. We just, on a motherfucking Tuesday, having a conversation, and we're speaking about what we see. That don't mean a nigga stop or discourage a nigga. Like, hell no. If you actually listen to my rounds, I'm telling you niggas, I know you niggas don't like me. And keep on coming. I've learned to embrace it. I've learned to take it in. Why you think I said fuck everything New York in the middle of a battle? I know somebody gonna say that shit back to me. I know somebody from New York gonna rebuttal it. I know I got a haymaker waiting for me. I ain't dumb. Like, but it's just to embrace the role, nigga. If I'm him, I'm him. Fuck, I ain't running from shit. I never did. I ain't starting now. If I'm the bad guy, I'm the bad guy. Let's rock, nigga. Fuck everything. Straight up. If I come to your city, expect it.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad at that shit. I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from because it's like, here's my thing about this shit, bro. I don't like this shit. I don't give a fuck if I'm in media, if I blah. I don't care. Like, I'm a fan. Before I'm anything, I'm a fan, my nigga. So it's like, when niggas come at the fans, like, I'm not having that shit, bro. Because at the end of the day, y'all get paid off of
the fans.
Nah, nigga. Nigga, you get paid because of us. You get paid because of us.
I don't get paid because of none of you niggas.
That's the fuck you do. That's the fuck you do. You better wake up. Nigga, if all the fans say fuck that nigga Debra, we want to see no more, you gone. You gone.
Cap, I'm going to keep it a whole thing with you. I do this shit because I love to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? At one point, I thought Baby Battle Rap was going to pay some bills. Let me keep it 1,000 with you, bro. And this shit ain't paying no motherfucking bill of mine. So, I like to do it. I'm going to continue to do it. I aspire
Jack
to
boy,
be
stop.
One of the niggas that Jack niggas
boy.
Remember. But it's fucking
what do you
bad,
get? That boy, what do you get?
What
$50
you
for a battle? You get $50
yep,
for a battle?
Facts. Hell yeah. I get $25 a round, bro.
Come on, my nigga, stop it. You may not be getting no racks on top of racks on top of racks, but you getting something.
Bro, I get $25 around, bro.
Bro, you would not be doing it if you wasn't, bro.
I was doing it because I love it, bro. I get $25 around.
This nigga here, man.
Only
come
doing because I love it, bro. You got to remember, bro, I just got out the PGs last week.
My thing about it is this. How is the fans supposed to want to keep going on with battle rap if y'all niggas is constantly dissing them? That's retarded, bro.
Nigga, I mean,
that's retarded.
Shit, we constantly get. Listen, bro, I'm keeping a being with you. How long is a group of motherfuckers going to diss you before you feel like fuck them, dude? Get the fuck out of here, bro. I can't speak for
but
everybody
you did,
else.
My nigga, you make no sense. You make no sense.
You say that, bro. If I send you,
yo,
the password and email to my Twitter, you'll definitely agree with me in 10 minutes. Why I say fuck everybody. Fuck. In 10 minutes, you'll agree with me, dog. That's a whole fact.
But look, bro,
you just sat here and
caught up two accounts who fucked with you after this new for mad long. Now they fucking with
bro,
you.
You think,
still
bro,
not happy.
Bro, I, could, bro, I come from a land. I could, look, I come from a land. I come from a place. If you don't fuck with me until I'm up, fuck you. I want that love when I'm up. Fuck with me when I'm grinding,
okay,
nigga. I want that love.
I feel that.
Up.
I feel that.
Fuck you. Like, I don't care who you is. Fuck you. Now, if it's your first time seeing me, you one of them fans that don't watch everything all the time. It's your first time peeping me. Cool. But if you're one of them niggas I could peep that be in this shit, you be watching, and you done nothing but fucking hate, but now with so much love coming my way, you look stupid if you do hate, so you can't hate. Like, bro, I literally had a nigga tell me I watched Jack vs. Steam so I could watch some shit, talk shit about Jack, but damn, I can't. Like, what? Like, what? Well, you told the nigga to tweet all of that? You should have said nothing. Like, what do we? Come on, son. Like, no, son. Fuck these niggas, bro. Don't give me no love because I'm up now, because I figured this shit out, because I'm rocking. I've been told all you niggas what the fuck you seeing now. You niggas been seeing it. The only thing was you had little small things that you could use on me to try and keep me down. Like, oh, it was 2-on-2s. Those ain't okay, but you still see the star quality I'm giving you niggas. You can't name as many young niggas came into this shit that's giving you moments like me. Hell, you can't even name. It's not that you can't name, but it's some vets that ain't gave you moments like me. Y'all niggas love some niggas that ain't gave y'all moments. Name me a moment A-Ward gave you. Okay, none. He just rap consistent. I could go down a line on my shit, but half of them, what you gonna say? It was 2-on-2. Niggas use small technical shit on me to try and keep me down. That's how I know I'm the bad guy in this shit. That's why I fuck everybody, niggas. I've been giving niggas what they want. Kumite's, Herb Out, Streetlights, fucking the John John shit. But like, I've been giving, this was early when I first came in, I was giving you niggas this shit. But it was, oh, he talk shit, so we don't like him. Oh, it was a 2-on-2. So
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. We like the fact you talk. Nah, nigga. We like the fact you talk shit. We want to see you back that bitch up in the ring. That's what it was.
Okay, but here's
you getting it fucked up.
But here, no, you got it fucked up because I did nothing but back it up in the ring the whole time I was talking. One time I talked shit and I lost. And it was like, oh, he never backed it up.
To who?
I talked shit.
To who? Okay, now, finally. Finally, you admitted it, because you never admitted this shit. You know you
did.
You kept, nah, Jackboy.
Yes, I did.
Jackboy, fuck Jackboy.
I
don't listen to nobody else's interviews. I'm going to tell you now. I don't give a fuck what you said over here, over there. I don't care. You've been
on
here. You kept saying, I'm going to tell you right now. Hold up. All you kept saying was, man, I heard that before. I heard them Jackboy before. You never said
I
lost him.
Listen, this is what you don't understand. I still feel like that, but at the same time, I'm real enough with myself to look around the room, see a general consensus, and say, you know what? Guess my opinion may be wrong. I feel how I feel, but okay, cool. Everybody got it. That's what it is with me. I feel
okay.
how I feel about the battle. You get
so you still feel you
I know
my...
for a fact, it's not even there. He got it, dog. Like, he got it. It's cool. I'm not tripping on that shit. But what I'm saying is, when that happened, niggas act like everything else before didn't happen. That's what fucked me up. Because it was just like, oh, Jack never been good. Jack always lose. Jack, what is he doing? He never gave us nothing. And it's like, hold on, whoa. So we just going to ignore this whole DMV fucking movement that just happened? We not going to act like a part of the DMV movement, maybe not on stage, but vocalize. I was the loudest part. Niggas was outside of battle watching nothing but Jack wild on niggas. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about? What has Jack been doing? Then on top of that, during all of that, everything up to the YK battle, I was giving you niggas highlight moments back to fucking back. But, like I said, you got the typical small technical difficulties that niggas use to try and hold a nigga down. It was a PG. It was a 2-on-2. I don't give a fuck what it is. You niggas getting some of Madness fucking appearances from niggas that ain't giving you shit. But you're trying to down me because it was a PG. It was a 2-on-2. I'm still wilding on you, giving you shit that you can watch, giving you shit you can see. They not. Oh, but you still love them niggas. We watch a nigga lose the past day. He ain't beat Mook. But you don't complain about that. But you watch a nigga like Twerk lose, and nigga Arsenal, losing is the new winning. Hell, Verb shows you that first. Pinpoint that out. This is what I'm saying. It's a double standard in this shit. Niggas is going to kill Twerk. Oh, he did the DNA shit. URL covering it up. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, cool. It's Blakey. They is covering up. But motherfucking he did it. Verb did it. Verb did it first. Verb went on a losing streak for 2-3 fucking years. Then he lost the past day on our, first of all, he lost the gym. Then Pat stay on RBE. And then RBE gave this nigga Mook. Y'all ain't complain about that, though. Oh, but with Twerk, you niggas is going haywire, boycott, all this shit. Like, come on, son. There's double standards in this shit with the new niggas and the feds. Jack ain't did nothing because he lost the YK. But niggas watch a nigga like Av get 30. I bet niggas ain't gonna complain when they see him on the next big card or something. We see a nigga like fucking Bird get 30. Not recently, but just saying. Niggas ain't gonna fucking complain about that nigga.
Yeah, but you gotta understand something. But hold on. You gotta understand.
That's trash, bro.
Nah, but look, though. You gotta understand. We can't, all right, bro. You can't just, like you saying two things right now. All right. Let's say Verb got 30. So what? We should all just say fuck Verb and kick him to the curb. But besides all the shit he done put in from day one in battle rap, of course it's not gonna work like that. But we gonna get on Verb helmet. Nigga, I interviewed Verb yesterday. Hold on, hear me out. I interviewed Verb yesterday.
I don't care about that interview. Wanna know why?
But I'm gonna tell you why. No, hold up. Hear what I'm saying.
It's before that interview, bro. Before that interview doesn't even matter. I don't care what happened in it. During the promotion of Verb and Mook and all that shit, I did not see you and these other bloggers on that boycott shit like it was for Twerk. Like, he didn't just lose the past day in his gym on the same stage he got Mook on. I didn't see you niggas on no fucking boycott shit.
Then you wasn't watching.
Because I clearly said that.
I was very clear.
Bro,
I said, how the fuck did he get Mook,
and, you was
and
also,
he just
and you
lost
also,
the past day? I was,
said it, bro.
Bro.
It's a difference. It's
you
a difference when you say it. Listen, you said it. Listen, I heard you say it, but there's a difference when you say it just so you can say you said it, but you be as passionate as you is with the Twerk situation, bro. And you can't tell me.
Oh, you got
like,
there right.
Listen,
there's a difference.
Listen.
Nigga, Twerk, hold up, bro.
And with this situation, other media niggas won't own it. Everybody on this shit with Twerk. They weren't on it with Verb. If anything, you're going to say you was the only one? Okay, cool. I'm talking about battle rap as a whole. Niggas weren't on it. We watched the nigga get lose two judge battles and then get Mook. We watched the nigga lose two judge battles.
How the fuck are you going to sit here and talk?
Listen, you're getting fucked up now. You can't go with the whole loses the new winning and blame Twerk and new niggas when the older niggas are doing it. Fuck all the circumstances. That's two
doing
battles on the stage.
Bro, you're talking about a fucking legend right now. Are you crazy?
I don't give a fuck
you're talking about a fucking legend.
Bro, that is trash. I don't care if he's a bad or not.
Twerk ain't do shit.
Judge battles.
Hold up. See, now you know what? Now you know what? Nah. Hold up. Because my nigga, Twerk has not even shown. Twerk no-showed more battles than he fucking had. What are you talking about right now?
Bro,
what are you talking
bro,
about?
Listen, all of that is cool, my nigga. All of that
no,
is
it's not cool.
Cool. Listen,
that's the fucking
listen,
problem.
It's
not
listen,
cool.
It's cool.
And
saying,
I wasn't
going to cool
talk about Twerk, but you want to bring the fuck
it's
up.
Cool,
so let's
it's
talk
saying
about
you got
it.
That angle. Me saying it's cool is saying you got that angle. Ain't no need to go into it. You got it. I ain't even finished.
No. We gonna go into it now. Since you want
to
bring that shit up. Don't back down now. Don't back
down
now.
I'm here.
You are backing down. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. The only reason why you even ride with this bullshit. The only reason why you riding with this bullshit is because you a fucking goony. That's the only fucking reason why,
nigga.
That's
why. I'm not riding with it. That's what you got wrong. I'm not riding with it. It's just the things
that
me and my bro talk about. Listen, it's just the things me and my bro talk about. It's the things me and my bro talk about. I'm not finna put that shit on here. That's why I said you have
it. I didn't ask you to.
No,
we can all see what's going on.
But what you don't understand is I'm not dumb. To go into this angle, I have to go and basically explain to the people how I feel about it. It's not they bitch. No, they don't even know all that. When
my nigga. You
could.
Niggas.
You
I'm going to tell you why bad rap is fucked up.
I'm
keeping real. Y'all fucked up battle rap. Y'all fucked up bad rap. All you new niggas, y'all fucked it up. And I'm going to tell you why. Y'all fucked it up. I'm going to tell you why y'all fucked it up. Let me talk. Y'all fucked me and my bro. What bro? This is a fucking individual. Y'all fucked this shit up because everybody's your fucking bro. You should be wanting to be the best in battle
rap. We fucked
period.
It up. We fucked it up.
I'm not saying Boogie fucked it up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a fan too, and I be watching. I'm dropping shit now since we fucked it up. Fuck that.
Let's go.
URL covered it up and gave him loaded luck. You niggas did not bitch about that shit, but we fucked it up. We made losing the new winner.
Nigga, we didn't even know that GE Smoke Cow. How we know that?
That's your fault. You knew. They promoted that battle when it happened. You just didn't see it.
They didn't.
It's the only thing. Don't play with me, Caps. Don't play with me, Caps.
My
Don't
nigga.
Don't play with me, Caps.
When DNA Smoke Calico.
Let me step outside.
Yeah, go outside, nigga. What the fuck you mean? Go outside, nigga.
You got me fucked up. You got me fucked
go
up.
Go outside.
Like,
when DNA
really
fucking body bag Calico, I was on Calico helmet, nigga.
Listen,
what you mean?
Listen, I don't care. Listen, I don't care about what you did. Niggas still progress from their losses. They've been doing that before us.
That's URL. You act like we control URL. Because your old buddy. What the fuck are we looking forward to? And everybody's your fucking bro. What are you talking about? Everybody's your bro. Everybody's your bro.
Look, y'all are grown ass men that love wrestling and other niggas is friends and they dance around in fucking underwear and shit. Don't tell me niggas do shoes and y'all watch that shit. I don't want to hear that. Y'all watch two niggas half naked wrestle all fucking day, all fucking night, get hype about that shit. And they friends and y'all know that shit scripted too. I'm not hearing that shit, bro. Chill the fuck out. I listen to these.
Oh, come on. How the fuck you want to compare wrestling to battle? Hey, bro, come on, bro. At the end of the day, y'all niggas be over here and everybody's chill. That's my bro. Like, what the fuck you mean that's your bro? We want to see some fucking animosity.
Motherfucker, and you gonna see it, nigga. It's not that you're not gonna see it. Nigga, KD and LeBron is cool, but on the court, they not. But they cool, they work out together and everything. But during the season, it's who trying to get that championship, nigga. Come on, son, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas be doing the most, just trying to pickpocket me. Do little shit.
How?
I'm so pissed off right now, I can't even get the words out. Like, come on, son.
Nigga, we've been watching
stupid.
Bad Rap before you was battling. How the fuck do you watch Mook and Mills or Mook and Party Hardy and y'all come up with my bro? What are you talking about?
Competition, friendly competition, rivalries, and all that thing was going on way before there was any kind of motherfucking entertainment being broadcast on any kind of motherfucking television, YouTube, or internet, my nigga. And it's always been like this in the way of the world. Since niggas was playing football and basketball when they were little, we got friends with what the school went, but we played on different teams. And what the coach tell you, nigga?
True. Okay, all right, true,
we ain't
true.
Friends. We're tired. This is how it's been. This ain't just about battle rap. It's how it's been, bro. It's just the way.
All right, but bro, you ain't talking about battle rap. You talking sports. You talking
sports. Niggas ain't talking
that's different,
battle rap either when you do the little buddy shit, bro. That's just, bro, you don't understand. When niggas is at a bit all the fucking time, fucking 12, 14 times a year at a fucking event, how is it not you who end up not having a conversation and have some
okay, but do I gotta see? Do I gotta see you?
Like,
but do I gotta see y'all chilling? Do I gotta hear that? That's my bro. That's
bro,
my. Come on, y'all don't even. Bro, y'all don't even talk shit no more. You don't talk shit no more, bro.
For what? For what? For what? Let me tell you why.
What you mean? For what?
Wait, wait, listen, I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you. Cause you talk shit. You talk shit. You talk shit. And guess what you niggas do? One, two niggas talk shit in every battle. In every battle, right? We got two niggas in every battle. Everybody talks shit on the card. The nigga who moves, you niggas try to act like. Well, you talked all that shit, now you lost. So, now,
okay.
I'm not supposed to talk. Now, I'm not going to talk no shit until I win again. But then, when I win again, when I start talking shit, I got to hear how, damn, you only talking shit because you win again. So, it go from just trying to talk shit every battle for the love of the sport to now you got to think of the politics of things. All of that shit playing for niggas not talking shit. All of that, especially when a nigga like me, when I came into the game, I say this every time, listening to especially your fucking show, niggas talking about they want niggas to talk shit, and me talking shit because I lost a battle was one of my biggest fucking downfalls. So why would a nigga want to repeat a big-ass downfall? Now, me, I'm brave enough to keep going. I'm going to talk my shit. But for other niggas, I can understand. Why did you watch another nigga have a downfall when everybody loses, but nobody had a downfall like Jack, and it was just because nigga said he talked shit before? So, you know what? I'm going to talk some light shit. Let niggas know I'm prepared and go ahead and rap and do my best at rapping. Because at the end of the day, that's all you niggas is going to count anyway. You vet niggas don't talk shit no more either. They don't do blogs no more either. Y'all don't really too much complain about them.
And y'all don't see niggas going crazy over them niggas no more. The only niggas be going crazy over now is the niggas who talk shit. Verb, talk shit. Hitman, talk shit.
Oh, so now talk shit is just getting out tweets. Mm-hmm. That's talking shit. That's all we gotta do. I'm pretty sure if niggas announced that talking shit is just tweeting all day, all battle rappers will go from Facebook to Twitter and do that shit all day to get known. It'll become the new shit. Yeah, way more shit talking if you tell niggas just Twitter not uploading shit. If that's talking shit, that's just easy. That's just nothing. You need to love it. But guess what? The leagues don't even count that as promo, nigga. That's just a little fun shit that we doing ourselves. It don't count that as promo, nigga. It don't count that.
Okay, but here's
the
problem.
Problem
is this. You're comparing your class to niggas who have been doing this shit for years.
Bro, here's my thing.
There ain't
here's
no comparison,
thing.
Bro.
Listen, he's received these same things, like I said from the jump, it's trash because there's no set standard. When things like promo shit matter about how long you've been around, my nigga. It don't matter how long The Rock been around in Stone Cold. If they ever get the fuck back on WWE again, guess what? It will be promoted. Fuck are you talking about? If Michael Jordan ever decided to come out of retirement for a fucking game for some benefit of his for the Wizards, since he owned the motherfuckers, it will be promoted before it happens. It will be promoted. Tiger Woods left, but it's promoted. Hell, they remade that nigga the face of golf again. What you're talking about? That shit gets promoted. Battle rap is the only sport or form of entertainment where the vet niggas don't have to promote because they've been around. Hell, they don't even have to win anymore because they've been around. Like, what? Like, what? Like, come on, son. But you niggas is complaining about some shit the new niggas do. You want me to keep it 1,000? Let me tell you how the world works in general. When new niggas come
okay.
into some shit, they look at how the game's been being played. They play the game. And then try to see ways they could take advantage of shit. That's everything, my nigga. That's everything. Unless you're starting something from the ground up yourself, the first person, the first group, when niggas come behind you, they look at the rules, how the game's played, you taught the game, and then like any most natural people, you start trying to find your own ways to wiggle around the rules to advance or whatever the case may be. So all we're doing, we're looking around. This is what I see. I see niggas doing this. Oh, this is the example being set. This all I gotta do? Oh shit, if I win a few battles, if I take a big loss, shit, it ain't hurt that nigga. Most likely, it probably ain't gonna hurt me too. Shit, it's just what you see. Cause until you've been in the game for a while, you don't know everything. you can perceive or what you know or what you find out. So new niggas ain't doing nothing but following the footsteps that was there before to keep it a whole beat. As far as how we move, how we try to get certain battles, after you win a certain battle or perform a certain way, you should feel like, you start feeling like, oh, I should move up. Because you watch Tay Rock wild out. He looked like he was stuck for a few years. Then he wild out in this one battle and it looked like he rose up. So shit, off of perception, it looked like I should be rising up too, nigga. For example, looked like I was starting to just be here. Like, it kind of looked like niggas weren't trying to fuck with me. I was just here. Then this Demons battle happened. I was like, yeah, nigga, I should rise up. That's a great performance. I should rise up. If I do it again, rise again and again. Guess why I have that feeling? Because I seen some of the niggas that came before me. That's why it's like, you blame for new niggas. Shit, we just doing what we see get done. And when we seen niggas cut corners and niggas let them cut the corners and get away with it, man, why the fuck ain't I gonna try it? So don't know why you blaming us. That's why I'm like, you blaming us? Don't blame us. That's the whack shit about this shit. Niggas wanna blame us when we're doing nothing but what we see these niggas do. Same reason, same thing, like the Verbs and them ain't doing shit but the shit they seen Lux and Mook and them do. Why you think some of these niggas gonna start holding out now? Oh, so they can get that excitement return big check. Well, you know that's coming next for niggas like Verb and them. The Hitman.
Here's my question. If y'all was on y'all A game and y'all was tearing shit the fuck up, would we care about these niggas coming back? Would we? Would we care about Arsenal coming out of retirement if y'all was fired?
Yes, that's been proven. Because I'm not even going to say myself. There's been niggas coming up before me, the T-Tops, the you niggas get mediocre after mediocre return from Mook and still scream and holler for him coming back, but T-Top is just T-Top when he do some extreme shit. For example, niggas got mad because I put on Twitter and said, hell, I feel like me and Steams is better than Ferb and Mook. It was like, oh, shit, you went too far. You did it. The way I look at it as, I'm on URL or I'm one of the bigger faces in battle rap at this time being in 2018 going into 19. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as not just local. I'm a part of the URA. I'm not saying I'm the big. You get what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, with that being said, up here it's supposed to be the elite of the motherfucking elite. To be honest, I don't care if that's URL. I don't care if that's URL, KOTD, or RBE. I view it as, if you on any of them three, you should be part of the elite getting booked on them stages. Thus four, you should be saying shit we've never heard before, doing things we've never seen before. Not the same regular old 1-2. So when I look at Verb and Mook, it's just a very good Tim Duncan battle. Meaning, it's basic as fuck. It's fundamental as fuck. There's nothing new about it in this day and age. They did nothing new. They did nothing extraordinary. All they did was return. Like when niggas was like, Mook shook up battle rap with his performance. No, he shook up battle rap with his return. He's going to do that every time. But he did nothing new in the battle. He did nothing refreshing. He did nothing we never seen before. Guess what? You niggas never seen Ficky Ficky before. You niggas, you get to where I'm going with it. So from my judgment, I look at it like I got a better battle. I'm introducing things to battle rap as well as other niggas is that niggas ain't seen before. It make them go, oh, shit, how he come up with that? Nigga, I know how Mook came up with every fucking part of his shit for Verb. Half of that shit I'd have threw away because I'd have felt like niggas thought it was too mediocre and trash, and I'm not introducing nothing new. That's my standard in battle rap, son. That's me, though. I view it ain't the same for everybody else. But that's just me. Like, give me something new. Like Lux coming back against Cal, that's what a vet should do when they come back. The whole everything, the aura, everything. I get Mook with the little do-rag shit and all that. Huh, cool, whatever. Nah. But give me something refreshing, bro. The do-rags don't do nothing for me. Give me something. You're not inventing nothing. You just reminded me of something you did before, which was just wear a do-rag. The do-rag never played a part in bars or none of that shit. You just wore a do-rag. Okay, cool, word. Straight up, I get it. But give me something new when you're rapping. Show me something. Wow me. The best you can tell me that he did that no one's done is rap a third round for 25 minutes. I'm good on that. I'm never writing any round that's half of that. Got me fucked up. Damn sure I ain't gonna watch it. Never watched it. Watch the rest of the battle. Not that third, though. Goddamn, I'm good on that shit. That's the best you could tell me? Because he rapped long? Cool. I used to watch Cassidy and Meek Mill and them niggas rap for fucking 30 minutes. So that's not too new, in a sense. did it on stage. All right, word. What did he do? What did he invent? What did he bring new? How did he change the art form of battle rap with his return? How did he shake up the fucking culture? Just besides niggas saying they get to watch a Mook battle. Huh? What did he do? What was new?
Matt.
This is the elite of the elite, right? This is the elite of the elite, right? What did he do? What's new?
I mean, it's supposed to be.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is how I view battle rap. But when I view it and I look at what niggas are saying, oh, it's trending. Okay, it's trending because a lot of niggas is hype Mook's back. But what did he do? What did he do? I see niggas. The best thing I see from that battle after watching it is niggas sharing that gif of him dancing. That's what I see. That's mostly what we got out of it. What was new, Caps? I'm asking. I ain't even telling right now. I'm asking. What was new, bro? I know you watched that battle a few times. Shit, you love them old niggas more than anything else, nigga. I know that. So, what? What was new, bro? What did any of them niggas, him or Verb, do you've never seen before? You've never seen before. What they do you've never seen before? What they do that you couldn't anticipate they was going to do in that battle? Because I know you anticipated Mook rapping about him being a vegan. I know you anticipated St. Louis flips and bitches in St. Louis, niggas. Only thing you ain't anticipate was a 25-minute third round. I know you anticipated the angles Verb had. We all know how battle rap works. We know the shit they're going to talk about. We don't know exactly how they're going to say it, but we know what they're going to talk about. So most of the shit is anticipated for all battles because the format's the same. Name flip, city flip, name flip, city flip, random little bar, name flip, city flip. Because niggas got to be direct, so no one's doing nothing new. They just following the same format. That's what I've been fussing about with this shit, son. This is what I'm saying. What's new? What's inventive? That's why I said I don't want none of them old niggas on band if it was up to me, son. Niggas ain't creating nothing new. Band is new. Let's keep creating new
okay,
shit.
Okay, okay, okay. So question,
when,
so question,
y'all
so
see
question.
This, listen.
When you
when
say...
y'all see this verse check, you're going to see some shit that ain't been done before from these niggas. That's what bands should be about, son. Niggas are trying
what?
To make new shit.
Twerk. When I see
y'all,
what?
Y'all, when y'all see Twerk versus Chess, you're going to see some shit from these niggas that haven't been done before. Is what I'm saying. It's not just rapping. Oh, your name's Chess. Chess flips. Oh, your name's Twerk. Twerk flips. Oh, you're from Jersey. Jersey flips. Oh, you're from the BX. BX flips. Oh, you're Cake Life. Cake flips. Oh, you're Goonies. Goonies flips. It's not just that. You're going to see shit you never seen before on top of what you already get out of battle rap that you love. These are the things new niggas be bringing to the table. Some of these old niggas still do, but for the most part, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. Like, even down to a Hitman, like, you've been giving us the remix for fucking 12 years, nigga. Give us something else now.
Man.
You get what I'm saying? Like, Verb, you've been doing Showtime for, I guess you're going to still do it as one of your things, cool. But also, give us something new. Bring us something else we ain't seen before. That's what niggas be missing. These niggas just hanging around. Oh, shit, well, I know when I do Showtime, niggas gonna go crazy. Don't get me wrong. Like, bro, got it strapped in. Eventually, I'm the kind of nigga, hey, bro, keep it strapped in. Let's bring up something else. But then that's when you get, like a young nigga who's trying to be inventive, the motherfucking, I shook his pride. Now you got two. You see what I'm saying? You niggas, we are trying to invent shit. Sometimes it's miraculous and spectacular. Sometimes it fails. But we're trying to invent shit. These niggas is just doing the same shit every battle, son. Oh, but we to blame. Now I get some of the small technical shit is wrong. I get it. Gonna go against that. The shit I know that you would bring up pertaining a specific person and a few others. I get that. That shit is wrong. I get it. But outside of that, when we talking material, these niggas ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing. These niggas not doing nothing new.
Okay,
it's
so
like,
question,
really
so question.
You can't argue with that, son.
All right, so question. All right, so look. Okay, I'm hearing everything you're saying. All right. So the old niggas ain't doing it. The new niggas is bringing new material. They're bringing fresh concepts to battle rap. Right? I hear what you're saying.
I'm not
so
listening.
Are we?
I'm not. Look, don't quote me on fully they're bringing. I want to say more so we're trying to. That's what I said. Some work, some fail. Strapped in work. Heard about work. Sugar's pride work. The low life stone shit working. You see, some things work. I've tried other things that don't work. What I'm saying is we are the group that's trying, though. Like, all of us are trying. And yes, that's how we know niggas is trying to invent new shit, to give to the fan. Like, These niggas though, you can see, man, it's icing. Like, it's a difference. But we get the hassle, and we try hard, and they're pacing.
But here's the thing about
it,
though. But here's the thing about it. I want to tell you what the thing about it is. They already got the hassle from us. We've been airing these niggas out. You act like you act like the fans never had nothing negative to ever say about these niggas, bro.
So look, this is what I'm saying, though. So this is what I'm trying to understand.
We was
so,
killing our nigga, let me tell you something. You ain't go through what our crew went through. When we labeled that nigga Mr. Filler. You ain't go through that. We
nigga,
was killing that
Mr.
nigga.
Filler. He don't,
but regardless, we wasn't sucking that nigga dick. We was letting that nigga know what time it was. You don't got no bars.
That's my thing now. Because I hate to say that, so I'm not going to say it to you because I don't want to seem disrespectful. But that last phrase you said that y'all wasn't doing, that's exactly what niggas is doing now. Okay, he still ain't got no bars. But niggas act like he the best thing fucking smoking. And to keep it a bean, I just heard you on another show the other day about the Arsenal twerk shit. Even you said, shit, fuck. Nah, man, he reaccepted it. Because to be honest, he gonna fuck around and lose. Because he ain't up to par. He ain't saying shit. Twerk go in there choking around and still dub this nigga for two rounds and win. And you know he can, because Arthur's still Mr. Filler. It ain't saying shit. He's just pacing, and you know it. But you don't kill him for that shit now because you're content because he's Arsenal. That's what I'm getting at. I get what they done before. But just like you said, we killed him for being Mr. Filler. He's still Mr. Filler. He ain't saying shit, bruh. He's not saying nothing. He's not really
Bruh, Jack
nothing.
Boy, hold on.
He's
wait,
not doing
wait.
Nothing.
Jack
new.
Boy, are you saying you could beat Arsenal?
Why y'all
okay.
ask these questions?
There we go.
Like
there we go.
Yo.
There we go. There we go.
What?
That silence said
Arsenal
that it all.
Bad?
That nigga, that silence said it all,
bad?
Nigga. You
what?
Do Arsenal
silence.
Bad. Arsenal would fuck you up, bro.
Did you not hear what I said? I said, why do y'all ask rappers these questions like we're going to say no? Boy, if you ask me would I beat God in a battle rap, I'm going to tell you, fuck yeah. If you ask me would I beat the devil, I'm going to tell you, fuck yeah. Nigga, if you ask me would I beat my grandmother, I'm going to tell you, fuck yeah. She got all the angles on me. What are you talking about? She got all the angles on me, and I'm still going to be in my fucking interviews and all my shit like, hey, man, I love you, but this is what I do. You got to fucking go. Sorry. It's about to be a body, y'all. So I know shit just being true, just cause you talking about?
Hey, Jabbo, your phone's going out just now and shit. But I hear what you're saying and shit. All right, so I mean, listen, it's up to your class to move the old niggas out the way. Once y'all get the it factor or whatever the fuck it is that you'll be booking niggas off of. And that, then I mean, they should be getting the fuck out of here,
gotta,
right?
But y'all gotta stop protecting these niggas. Y'all gotta stop these niggas. Listen. I'm about to tell you, bro. Listen. When I say y'all, you be taking shit so personal. But you gotta understand. Remember, you a third class. I'm talking about the whole congregation of battle rap, not just you, my guy. I'm talking about the whole population of battle rap, kind of most. You know what I'm saying? Mostly. What I'm saying is, y'all gotta stop doing this shit y'all be doing. Because like GT on fucking fire right now, but niggas still acting like he gotta chase a surf that's been, for years, giving you niggas one good round of battle for years, like, one great joint, one mediocre, and a jersey after three bars for the last few fucking battles, before he went in and when he come out, but yet we gotta act like Geechee gotta, I get it, he got his resume, I get it, but at the present time, he been boo-boo as fuck, Geechee been hot, if anything, I get Geechee not up to him, I get that. But I don't feel like that nigga get to set too many precedents or hurdles this nigga Geechee should get to run over. When Geechee the nigga blazing, 9 times out of 10, he's going to do the same thing and bring a hot round, a mediocre round, and Jay-Z the third because fans are going to automatically say it's debatable. Yo, that first was hot from Surf. That second was debatable, though. And, you know, the third was, he ain't need it, though. Knowing damn well, that nigga's second verse run is not fucking debatable. What are we talking about? And a rap about Yorkies. That's new? Like, that's wild?
Man.
That's wild?
Hey.
That's easy.
Like, that's what I'm saying. But you niggas, because y'all love niggas, y'all just hold him up on his hollers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or the shit that I'm saying? If me and him was talking streets to streets, he served. So niggas going to be dick-eating him, though. I'm speaking facts. Because all he got to say is, I got a million views. You don't have that. Yeah, nigga, I also don't have as many bodies as you got either. Or even though I got one, I ain't been 30 like you. Clinton did you worse than YK did me to people. So what are we talking about? I ain't got one of those.
Okay, what are you talking about, Verb?
This shit didn't even get to drop.
Are you talking about Verb?
I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about everybody. All these niggas, bro. All these niggas. I school no one. All these niggas. Bro, niggas be mediocre as fuck. But we got to take all the stripes for this shit. All of these niggas. Hell, not even just the new niggas. Fuck just the new niggas. Y'all niggas just came in some of the worst time ever. Like, to be honest, lyrically, he ain't one of them niggas out here. I'll say that.
Jackboy, why are you sitting here? Why are you sitting here acting like you give a fuck like that when a nigga like Danny Myers, who will fuck up the whole Goonies, can't even get a play?
What?
You ain't rhyming for him. You heard what I said, nigga. I ain't
what?
Stutter, nigga. You will fuck
what?
All of you niggas up. I just stutter. Oh,
what?
He'll fuck you up, Jackboy. He ain't doing that.
What?
Your big man already bought. Your big man already ducked him. He clearly ducked Quack Quack.
See, first of all,
he clearly ducked him. You can't even fix
all,
it. He ducked him, bro.
First of
he
all,
ducked him.
First of all,
I'm listening.
First
I'm listening.
First of all, Danny was going to get props next for being a great writer and rapper. You know what I'm saying? I was on my positive shit real quick. But since you want to go that route, you're going to make me pick a nigga apart. He's
how?
As well as he's a great rapper, a great writer, Danny isn't someone you admire to want to be or want to look at when he rap. And that goes into this shit. And you can't say it don't. You don't look at Danny.
What you mean
like,
he's
no,
not somebody you want to be? Why not?
No,
he beat everybody.
Niggas love to follow people they aspire to be or take a high interest into, my nigga. Obviously, the interest being taken into him from a profile aspect isn't that high.
What profile are we talking about? A URL profile?
Come on, son. Danny and
are you a real profile?
Listen, I'm about to tell you, nigga. It ain't even a URL profile. It's just a profile of a person when you see a motherfucker. It's called reading the book by his motherfucking cover. A profile, nigga. When you look at these niggas, the way they be looking on stage and shit, I was doing it with this adverse K-Shine. This is all facts. Getting the whole 100 right here. I'm talking to fucking J400, and I'm telling him, I said, son, you see this nigga has that bad girl, no hate shit, but he don't even look like he want to win. Look at what he's wearing. He just don't look like he want to win.
Who?
Listen to the way he's rapping. Listen to the way he's rapping.
Bro, I'm going to tell you something.
All right,
go ahead.
I'm bringing it down to you.
You done made me jump up and shit. What my cigarettes at? Go ahead.
It's not just, it's unfortunate. And it's one of the things I've been fighting for. That's why I was giving Big Cannon and about to give Danny his props for rapping and writing and not get props for that. But once you went to the whole thing and then you try to do the whole ducking shit, you want to bring up.
He did.
Get under my
he
skin.
Did.
Cool. But you got under my skin with that shit. So now I'm going to keep it up being with you on why niggas don't be giving a fuck about niggas like this. Now I'm telling you, I'm watching the fucking battle. This shit I'm saying about Av go for Danny too because they kind of be dressing alike on stage most of the time. So I'm looking at the fucking battle. I'm looking at the fucking battle and I'm telling J400, I say, look at bro, he don't look like he want to win. Like me looking at him don't look like he want to win. Like he look like he just showed up to get this shit over with. Then he's rapping. He got no energy, no excitement. Now Danny usually has more energy. Don't get me wrong, but the nigga he really don't have that much energy. Ain't really too much performance into the shit. He just kind of rapping. I said as soon as K-Shine did that same old, bring the gun from the top of his head down to his hip, like he reloaded like a video game at the arcade. As soon as he do that shit, he gonna break the building. And that's exactly what he was doing. Av actually had better content than the nigga, but. K-Shine just gave you that feel while he was up there. As well as he had good content, he gave you that feel while he was up there. These niggas rap good, but they don't be giving you no feel. And this ain't even a down them niggas. They better take this shit as something to up them niggas. I don't care if they view themselves over me or not. This shit just fact. Like, this just true. Like,
true.
They don't give you a feel when you up there, son. When you look at these niggas, it's like, okay, cool. It's like, okay, cool. When you see the niggas that y'all love, for the most part, I can say, well, Arsenal get up there, though he rapping mediocre as shit, he don't look mediocre as shit.
True.
See what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
You're waiting to see what he's going to say. You're waiting, even though it's mediocre. You're waiting for him to get to some good shit because he looked like he's supposed to be getting to some good shit.
Okay, but why does Denny? But you act like Denny just stands in one spot and raps. He doesn't do that.
Nah, bro, it's not just about standing in one spot. Because even Av don't stand in one spot. It's just something about that.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking tired of this Av shit. Av has like 5 compilations of him stealing bars. Like, what are we talking about here?
Bro, I ain't taking up any shit.
This is what I don't like about battle rap. We sit here and talk about Av, and we talk about look at this compilations of them stealing bars. Are we going to ignore that shit?
There's also interviews of after there's compilations of him stealing bars. You giving him shouts and praise for goddamn doing
bullshit. No,
so
fuck it's not.
Can't be too bad.
Show me where.
Too, man.
Show me where.
Bro,
I'm waiting.
At the end of the day,
show me where.
If you're really mad about something, but if you're really mad about something, you got to be consistent all the way across the board. Meaning, I'm about to tell you, because to a degree you have, but not 100%. This is why I say why. When the Av battle happens, listen, you review it. If he won, you'll say he won. He had a great performance and all. No, nigga, just don't do none of that.
I'm on some new shit now. I'm out here getting this bag right now. I'm in a good space. No, ain't no now. Once that fucking stealing shit hit the fan and it was like 3 and 4 of them, oh no. You ain't hear me talking crazy about this thing. If anything, I might talk about the battle because he's battling.
Me personally, I don't care what you do. Telling you how I've heard.
But it's not about Av. It's anybody. It's anybody. If there's compilations of John stealing, look at John. Perfect example. Look at John. To this day, I be on this nigga helmet about stealing. I always bring that shit up.
No, you don't.
What?
Hey, listen,
tell you.
I'm about to tell you. No, hey, no, listen, I'm about to tell you. Because if you really was on his head about stealing, if you really, really, in your heart of hearts felt some type of way, like he shouldn't be here or shouldn't do that, no matter who calls this nigga out, you'll never say he's going to win. You should always be saying you want him out the culture. You don't do that. You'll get him on the show like you did when it was me and him and have a cordial fucking interview with the nigga. You'll sacrifice the fact that you don't want him in the culture for a good interview, Caps. Come on, son. Cut it out. You can't have both of you.
But here's my thing about it. See, here's my thing about it. Here's my thing about it. You saying don't interview him. Here's my thing about it. You're saying don't interview him. I interview him and tell him that shit. That's the difference. Ask him.
No,
I put him that stealing shit all the time.
But listen, you'll interview him, tell him that shit, and still, yeah, you know what's up, dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, boy. You know what I mean? You know.
As long as I said it, I could be one of these other niggas interviewing him and not saying shit about it. I bring it up every time he come on.
You gotta keep that. But you can't bring it up to him and then start giggling and laughing like it's cool, my nigga. That don't work. All right, take your time, huh? You can't do that. You can't bring something up to a nigga and then start giggling and laughing. Nobody taking this shit too serious, bro. If a nigga comes to me and be like, yo, Jack, I don't like you. But then he start giggling and smiling and kirking, I'll be like, this nigga just wants some fucking attention. This nigga a fucking clown.
But he told you on air in front of mad niggas he don't like.
Bro, that ain't the same as telling a nigga, hey, bro, I don't like you, nigga. What's up? It ain't the same as, hey, Jack, you know I don't like you, bro. It's not the same, my nigga. It's not the same energy, bro. I don't give a fuck that you said it. That's not the same energy. That right there lets me know, okay, you said it so you can say you said it. But you ain't mean it in your heart of fucking hearts. You just want to
I can't get you off the card. So if I can't get you off the card, what the fuck am I doing?
You can't get a nigga off the card, but at the same time, you feel like you shouldn't be on the card. Even you bringing a nigga, no matter who it is, John, nigga, old nigga, whatever the fuck. If you bring a nigga on your show, even if it's to tell him you don't like him, you're still bringing awareness and promotion to that card you say you don't want him on.
So you believe, just for example,
John shouldn't be in the culture because of all of this stealing. But you gonna?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that. You're right. You didn't say that. I'm saying just for analogy, so I can tell you the consistency of the energy that you're supposed to keep. That's what I'm doing right now. So what I'm telling you is, if that was how you used to feel, what you shouldn't do is Inverse Hollow happens, and hey, young, Got a John Jowell interview coming up. When you do the interview, you talk about the battle, all this other shit, and then you get to tell the nigga how you don't like how he steal. You know, for what? You're still promoting
but
the battle.
But, bro, I tell this like, nigga that shit every interview. How much am I supposed to keep saying the same thing? He knows right, it
so
already.
Look, so
he already knows
so
it.
Feel, so what do you feel should happen to niggas that do this stealing shit? Because from what I understand, I ain't stole shit, and I ain't as prevalent
nope.
as none of these niggas you feel like stole. So what the
well,
fuck?
Well, nah, you did steal some. Nah, you did steal. You
the
did
fuck
steal.
Fuck, I steal.
You stole from that song. That song, and you fucking remixed
yeah,
it. Yes,
no,
you did.
That is not no fucking steal. You
why it's not a steal? It wasn't. It wasn't your
no
shit.
Steal,
whoa,
like.
Whoa! It wasn't your shit, was it? Was it your shit? See,
oh,
that's that nervous
shit.
Laugh. That's that nervous
nah,
laugh because
no
I brought it up.
That's
that nervous laugh. Did you not steal that
shit? That's that you
for
the shit
laugh,
nigga.
Okay, okay, so wait a minute. Now I gotta break you down?
I
gotta break you down?
Break it down. Because when you break it down, you're gonna be hurt like fuck.
My nigga, did you come up with that or not? Did you come up with that or not?
Did I come up with every single
yeah, you don't stutter. Don't stutter. Did you come up with
yes. I didn't stutter. I just said, listen clearly. Did I come up with every single word in that whole Kumite scheme? Nigga, yes. Young Thug did not say but one same word, and that was motherfucking Tom Cruise. Other than that, I created that shit, my nigga. Only thing you can say I used for the nigga was the melody. I used the melody, yes. I used the flow, yes. I used the melody. But I did not steal him word for fucking word type shit. You got me fucked up. I came up with it word for word. I just used the melody. Like, y'all listen to the baby song and the melody might be dun, 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 dun. I took the melody, my nigga. Not the words. You got me fucked up. That's why I said steal. No. Reference. Cool. Steal. That was fucked up. That shit ain't word for word.
All right. I got a question. All right. All right. I'm going to ask you because you're an artist. So when Shotgun Shug battled Surf and he quote unquote praised Jadakiss, was that steal or was that a reference?
All right. Now. I ain't never watched
to me, he
battle.
Stole it. To
hey,
me,
listen,
he stole
now I'm about
it.
To, that's, this is what I'm about to ask you. Did he say whatever the lines is? Did he say it word for word?
Bro, come on, man. You know
listen,
you're not going to say
said,
it verbatim.
I just said I didn't say it. I just said that. That's what I'm asking.
Wait a minute. You
I
didn't see Surfer.
No, nigga, I don't be watching this. You think it's a game with me, bro? You think it's a game? I'm not watching shit that doesn't wow me, bro. I'm good on that shit. I didn't know that shit won't go wild me, bro. I'm good on that shit. Bro, I don't watch shit just because you niggas watch it because it's the biggest shit popping. Hell no. I'm good. And I don't watch shit just because I'm on URL so you niggas think, oh, he probably gets the pay-per-views for free. I knew he watching it. Fuck no. I ain't watching that shit. Nigga, don't worry about Jack. That shit didn't pay my bills, so I'm doing shit. They got to pay my bills in the meantime. But then I like to have fun with these conversations with you. That's about it, bro. Like, I'm just doing Jack, bro. I don't be watching all that shit. Like, I was there for Twerk vs. Chess. I'm going to share it because that's my bro. That's what we do. I probably don't watch it, though. Or if I do, I might watch it one time and that's it because I seen it. I was there. I got other shit to do.
What about Twerk Recycling?
Recycle what?
Oh, my God. All right, never mind. Oh, next topic. All right,
you
never mind,
on,
bro.
I was on the Shug shit. Did you just jump to that? I was waiting to ask the shit on Shug, like, did he do it word for word? How did he do it? I didn't
nah, it
him,
wasn't
bro.
It wasn't verbatim. I mean, he basically he took his shit and then was you know what he did? He I know you've seen J Mills versus Mook.
Yeah, facts.
All right, now you know that J Mills took Cameron's shit.
Yeah.
He basically did that. He took Cameron's. He took. You know how J Mills took Cam's shit, but was putting little pieces here and there that was his shit. But it was still Cam shit.
You.
That's what Shug did.
I got
Shug did the exact same thing for Jadakiss. And he said he was quote-unquote paying homage. That's stealing.
Now, and listen. This is what I was about to say. Now, before he did it, in the now this is in the round. Not like before he started rapping, he said something like,
no,
hey,
it's in the, bro, the whole round
no, listen,
was
no,
him.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Listen. In the round, what I'm saying, during the rapping, after he did it, or whatever he said right before, while rapping, whatever he was rapping before he got into the Jadakiss shit, or after he did the Jadakiss shit, did at any time he mentioned Jadakiss like it was some praise shit?
No. He said it after it was over with. Then he said I was paying
like
homage.
Like after the battle was over with?
After the battle was over with, he said that.
Ah.
You gotta watch it. Yeah. See, you know what? You know what? You can't judge it. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. I ain't gonna do it like that. You gotta watch it. You'll see what I'm saying. That's stealing.
Alright.
You gotta understand something, bro. Here's my thing about it. You gotta understand.
I guess if a nigga for me, with all of this going back to it, I guess for me, if a nigga wanna say I stole the melody, shit, you can have that. But word for word, that shit.
Okay, you know what? You know what? All right. That's like Mr. Wavy when he battled John John. The biggest reaction from that whole battle with that shot to the zombie
that was word
shit.
For word. Yeah, they said that was word
but
for
that,
word.
That was, yeah, that was fucking Montana 300 shit. All
right.
That was his shit. That's stealing.
Shit.
That's stealing.
Now.
Come on, it's Wavy shit now. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, this is what y'all saying. Not like I'm being an asshole. Like, this is funny. In instances when niggas think I'm being an asshole, I'm actually kind of not. I'm actually just throwing shit back in y'all face, being fans, that y'all would do and complain about later. Like, you fussing, that was as big as shit, da-da-da-da. But it's still one of those things that every battler uses on them. All the fans give them the credit for it still. You niggas, as a whole, they may not use an individual, but as a whole, it's something battle rap still give him the credit for. So, it's his shit now. We all state every time he do it. It was serious joy shit. But for some fucking odd reason, we still, as well as that state, you know it's John shit. And you know that's how it is, bro. It's weird as hell. We'll tell John, yeah, you stole that from Serious Jones. In his face, while he rapping, anything else. Anybody else say something about it? Yeah, you know that multiple choice, bro. Yeah, that's John shit. And battle rap weird as hell. Like, we'll tell the nigga we know he stole it and then still allow him to do it, go crazy if he make it good, regardless that we already pre-knew it was stolen, and still give him credit for it. I see why Serious Jones probably says, fuck this shit. Niggas don't give him credit for nothing, and y'all claim he like the most undefeatedest nigga. A nigga stole his slogan and everything. That nigga gets nothing. I see why he said, fuck it. I feel like he probably said, fuck it. Like, nigga, I give you niggas all this shit, I pioneer this shit, and you niggas give me no love, but you love the nigga who stole from me more than me, and he used mad shit, and his most popular thing, that was the funniest thing ever, but I'm so fucked up. But you're right, it's the new nigga's fault.
Nah, my thing about the new niggas was the fact that y'all niggas is so friendly. That's what I was saying with y'all niggas. I wasn't saying y'all fucking up battle rap. I'm saying the friendliness. Like, nigga, this is battle rap. Y'all all smoking blunts together and tweeting each other. Oh, that's my bro.
Nigga,
that's
man,
what I'm saying.
I don't want to hear that shit.
You niggas all still on the battle rap. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want
to
hear that shit.
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you why I want to hear that shit. Yeah.
Ooh, Jack Boy, wait, Jack Boy, wait. I got to ask you. I seen that motherfucking rider in Gluizzi. What we doing?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what we doing. I seen
Rugs.
I seen the comments. Y'all wasn't liking that shit.
All right. And niggas had a conversation as a team, and that shit will stay there. Thanks.
What's up?
You tried it.
What you mean it'll stay there? All right, wait. Okay, so we say, all right, so everybody's still Goonies, that's just like whatever?
Nigga, everybody's a Goonie and won't nobody never going nowhere, won't none of that shit. Won't nobody ever on the brink of going nowhere either. Hell no. Nobody going anywhere.
I'm
going to
say,
families have disagreements from time to time. We have shit that, you know what I'm saying, shit that y'all didn't see and don't see. Man, we're a fucking family, nigga. We get through every fucking thing. It's another thing we're gonna get through. It ain't shit, bro. That shit ain't shit to us, man. We been.
I'm just
we're
asking.
Family.
I seen
and what
that
we
shit.
Talked about was stayed in.
I seen that shit and was like, hey, yo, he is fucking flaming, Ryder. Making him look crazy. And y'all still a team?
That's how you feel.
You trying to be quiet. You trying to be, all right, now. All right. This right here, political,
no,
Jack,
team,
now. Okay.
Yeah, because my team business is my team business. We don't do that. So, yeah, that you're right. That's exactly the Jack you got. Like, that's how any nigga should move. Fuck battle rap. That's how any nigga should move, period. Nigga. What we talk about as a squad, as a unit, as friends, as whatever the fuck you want to call it, niggas, your closest nigga, whatever the fuck. Somebody outside the circle asked about it, yeah, we good. Don't worry about it. Me and my nigga man shot the whole motherfucking fire. That ain't shit, business. Cool. We good. We straight. I just know whatever we did, you can't do. Feel me?
Okay.
I just know whatever he said to me or I said to him, you can't do. Or we both on your ass tight. Like, that's all I know. At the end of the day, that's what I know. Regardless of how niggas view this, niggas want to use any angles, I don't give a fuck. All I know is, whatever the fuck happens, other niggas can't do it. You better enjoy the one time you got to see that. That's all I can say.
All right, man. That was wild, though. I ain't going to front that kind of. Even the face of that. All right. You know what? Y'all team, so I ain't going to fucking drag that shit out. But I was
like this,
hey,
though.
Yo, what the fuck?
I'm going to keep it like this, though. At the end of the day, do all of that shit, Ryder and Glue was a better battle than fucking DNA and Denny. So, we take it. Had
that
was
promo,
was a better battle, all of that. So, we'll take it.
I'm being real with you. Luigi really wasn't on his shit at all, bro. He wasn't on his A game like that, bro. From the face-off was one thing. Ryder was right, though. I'll give Ryder wild credit for this. He sat there, and he got ethered, in my opinion, somewhat in the face-off. But when that battle came, he showed up. And he kept saying that shit. Whenever your niggas do all this shit, I win. I got to give it to him. He beat Gluizy, in my opinion.
Wait. Shit, my brother's put on. That's all I care about.
My brother's put on. Man, get the fuck out of here. Whatever, bro. All right,
man. My nigga, I'm going to keep it a whole beat with you. Niggas can say what they want about this battle rap shit. I'm going to put something out there. When I'm one of them niggas, that's one of the niggas, and a nigga helped me out in a legal situation type shit that got nothing to do with battle rap, all of these, this is my fucking family, nigga. Outside of battle rap, when I can count on niggas for some shit, yes, nigga, that's fucking family, nigga. This ain't no battle rap group. If I'm in a city,
I feel that.
Get the nigga out, this is family, nigga. That's why I said, go through shit, cool. Me and Drugs didn't been through shit. Worse than this. You want to be a B? Me and Drugs went through something worse than this, and part of that got fucking leaked on the media by some accident shit. But it's cool, like, we don't keep it moving. Life is bigger than battle rap, bro. And we're bigger than a battle rap group. Like, that's what niggas be getting fucked up.
No, y'all not. Y'all a fucking battle rap group. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, all right, dog. All right, cool. I'm about to track your IP address. I'm telling Tuck to pull up. It's a wrap.
Don't get me started on that, nigga.
Yeah,
don't even get me
up,
started
nigga.
On that, nigga.
I'm telling
that
Tuck
nigga
to pull up, nigga.
Fuck, tell him. He be fucking, like, always tweeting, like, tell him. I don't even know who the fuck
up,
this
nigga
even is. So, wait a minute. So, Tuck
good.
Is an official
goalie.
It's
good you don't know who he is.
And I'm saying, is Tuck an official goonie? He better be.
Yeah,
he better be.
Nigga,
all this shit
facts.
He be doing online, he better be.
Nigga, that's facts.
All right. I know you're talking about. All right, I got you. But fucking, I mean, all right. So off that. You know what I'm saying? Off.
Oh, yeah, I see A-Ward tweet, too, about the how many goonies is it. It's like, it is like none of us, though.
Like, people fuck with that shit.
So don't say the wrong shit, A-Ward. Ain't enough in your congregation. Y'all really want to fuck him up. Like, boy, y'all don't understand. I want to bury that nigga so far under the earth. Yo, you there, nigga? What happened to this nigga?